You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Come to OvationHair.com and enter USA News at checkout for a special introductory discount. OvationHair.com.
Ovation is so good, you'll tell your friends too.
Stop dry, brittle, damaged hair. Grow your hair thicker, stronger, and longer. Guaranteed with Ovation Cell Therapy.
My dermatologist told me there was nothing I could do for my thinning hair. But after just a month of using Ovation Cell Therapy, I've already noticed a difference in the fullness and texture of my hair.
Ovation is safe, non-toxic, with no side effects, and guaranteed to help your hair look healthy again. Log on to OvationHair.com and enter USA News at checkout for a special discount.
Ovation really works.
FIFA President Sepp Blatter resigned yesterday. Speaking through an interpreter, Blatter said FIFA needs to be restructured.
The challenges that FIFA is facing have not come to an end.
Last week, several FIFA officials were arrested on corruption charges, and Switzerland has launched an investigation into the bidding process for the 2018 and 2022 World Cups. U.S. stocks are opening slightly higher as traders welcome some encouraging news about the job market. Payroll processor ADP reported today that U.S. companies stepped up hiring in May. They say businesses added 201,000 jobs last month, up from just 169,000 the previous month. A lawmaker who helped establish the Transportation Security Administration in the aftermath of 9/11 says he is not surprised by an audit showing that federal undercover investigators were able to sneak prohibited items past airport screeners. Congressman John Mica says he's seen even more troubling results of security tests, but the results are classified. This is USA Headline News.
Now that Rite Aid is part of the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is more rewarding than ever. Why? Because now Wellness Plus with Plenty gives you a second way to save, with Plenty Points, which works similar to Plus Up Rewards, only better. Because Plenty Points can be earned in one place and used for savings at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon and Mobil, and other participating partners. So if you like Plus Ups, you're going to love Plenty Points. Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Continuing an around-the-world tour aimed at courting nations on China's doorstep, Defense Secretary Ash Carter is hailing better military cooperation with India. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The U.S. has long wanted stronger military relations with India, but bureaucracy in both has been an issue.
It's a constant exercise in stripping that away.
As he was welcomed here in New Delhi, Carter said they're making tangible progress, moving ahead on two small joint research projects and looking at bigger ones.
Jet engines, aircraft carrier technology.
Moves he says can help improve sometimes rocky ties between the world's oldest democracy and its biggest. Sagar Meghani with the Defense Secretary, New Delhi.
House Republicans are proposing cuts in the State Department's budget as a protest over what the Republicans say is a slow response in producing documents related to the Benghazi investigation. The House Appropriations Committee says a budget plan for the State Department withholds 15% of the agency's operational funds until there is a plan to comply more quickly with requests by Congress for the documents. A State Department spokesman says the move is counterproductive. More than 180 divers are at the scene of yesterday's cruise ship accident in China to search for hundreds who are still missing. Chinese state broadcaster CCTV says the bodies of 26 victims have been pulled from the wreckage and 14 are known to have survived. I'm Kelly Sloan and you're listening to USA Headline News.
Well, good morning. I should say good afternoon and welcome to Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas. In our new show, we're talking to people directly. We're going out to our public. We're going to give out a telephone number right here at the station live where you can call between 2 and 3 Eastern Standard Time with your design questions. I'm also going to field questions from my text from my phone and from questions that you'd given me during the week. So let me tell you how you can reach me, Rich Kaderi of Modern Design. If you'd like to call into our studios, we have open phone hours now from 2 to 3 p.m. The phone number here is 908-237-0410. That's 908-237-0410. Please feel free to call in with any design questions you have, maybe just ideas you want to bounce off us, whether it be your home or your office or any space that you're looking to do some work to. Also, if you want to text me your questions and your pictures, you guys have been great. You've been sending me pictures. I guess I have some pictures I'm going to share with the listeners this afternoon of things that they've sent me and give them ideas on the air. You can contact me for texting at 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. And finally, if you'd like to email me your questions, I do save them, print them, and then read them on the air every Wednesday from 2 to 3 in between live calls. And to reach me by email, it's CajunMaven@AOL.com. That's C as in Charles, A as in Apple, J as in Jewelry, U as in Under, N as in Nickel, M as in Michael, A as in Apple, V as in Victor, I as in Ice Cream, N as in Nickel. CajunMaven@AOL.com. Let's start by reading the weather this afternoon. It's saying this afternoon it's going to be mostly cloudy with a high of 68 degrees. And I do believe that means cloudy and no rain, so that would be a good thing. Maybe we can get a little walk or something in before nightfall. Tonight it said it's going to be mostly cloudy with a high of 55 degrees. On Thursday there's a 20% slight chance of showers with a high of 70 degrees Thursday night. A 30% chance of showers and a low of 54. And Friday, finally, it's mostly cloudy with a high of 74 degrees. So we've had some wet weather, although here in New Jersey we've needed some wet weather for a while. So I guess maybe if we see some nice weather by the weekend, that would be a very good thing. Again, my name is Richard Scuderi. I've been an interior designer for the past 16 years. I have a location right here in Flemington, New Jersey. That's 1 U.S. Highway 1, Flemington, New Jersey. I'm in the Kitchen Expo Plaza, in with Rugs to Riches. We have about 3,000 square feet of space with all types of furniture, accessories, beautiful rugs. Please come visit our showroom. We're in the former Lennox location and do have a lot of unique and individual things. Again, if you'd like to reach us live today here at Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas, our phone number is 908-237-0410. Okay, I'm going to start by reading some of the questions that I've received from you this week via both text and by my email. And the first question that I am going to read is from Perrin G. of Livingston, New Jersey. And Perrin writes, I just moved into a new home. Oh, a brand new home. Okay, I just moved into a brand new home with only grass planted and some base plantings. I am not sure what to do next. Well, this is a very good question. And the reason I say this is a very good question because a lot of people are in this dilemma and they don't take into account when they go look at models to buy a new house. They're looking at models that have all sorts of upgrades, landscaping and molding and all the bells and whistles. And I think in our minds, sometimes we think that's the house we're getting. And then we may get the same floor plan, the same square footage, but you know what? The builder is going to leave you with some grass seed and a couple of base plantings to get certificate of occupancy, and then you're on your own. I'm going to tell somebody I'm going to tell Perrin, as I do the rest of my listeners here, what I've learned through the years. When you're going to take on a project such as a new piece of property, I wouldn't go out and spend a lot of money on plantings. I would do my homework first. You want to figure out what zone you're in, and most of us, I believe, are in Zone 6 here in New Jersey, and most of New Jersey, except for down the shore, are in Zone 6. So you want to do plantings that are appropriate for our zone. And many of us are in deer-laden areas, so you want to make sure whatever you plant is going to be not so attractive to deer. I can't even say, you know, deer will eat whatever. If they're hungry enough, they're going to eat everything. But we want to pick plants that are somewhat deer resistant. But I think the biggest thing of all to do is when you move into a brand new house and there's no real hardscape done for planting, is to contact the professionals. Contact a landscape designer who could do a plan for you. One of the ones that I like to use is right here on Route 31 in Ringo's. That's Rutgers Landscaping. I've mentioned them before. They've been on my show several times, and they do a terrific job. And even if you're not able to buy all the plants and do everything at once, I would start with a landscape plan. I wouldn't spend $15 on, you know, one bush over at Lowe's or Home Depot until I had a landscape plan. Plants work well when they're planted together, when you have the right plants together, and when you put the right plants in the right space. So as I can say from doing this for 16 years and seeing people fail and fail over again and spend a lot of money, start the right way, Perrin. Go to a landscape designer, a landscape architect, get a plan done, put the money in that. And if you have to wait a couple of years to get the garden that you want, well, you know, that's a good thing. It's something to look forward to. And each year you'll find your garden will get better and better. Our next question comes to us from Louise T. It doesn't tell me where Louise T. is located. It says, what do you recommend to dress up a ceiling? I have an older home with low ceilings and nothing on them. I notice all new houses have a lot of different ceiling treatments and would like to dress up my rooms. All right, this is a very good question. Just because you have a low ceiling doesn't mean you can't do something with it. If it's very low where you're hitting your head, well, then that's a different story. But if you have enough headroom to get through, there's a couple things that I like to do to dress up ceilings that don't necessarily take up a lot of space. In dining rooms in older homes where I have just a flat ceiling, one of the things I try to do is mimic a tray ceiling. And an easy way to do that is to put on your white ceiling to go ahead and put some molding up, a thin profile of molding, either in a rectangular shape or some sort of a rectangular shape with some design to it or some inserts into it. And then if you're going to drop a chandelier in that space, maybe put up a medallion in the center of that and drop a chandelier. The next thing that you can do is, within that framework that you put on the ceiling, you can paint that a contrasting color. So, and particularly a dark color. A dark colors kind of represent the absence of light and depth, and they will trick your eye to think that it actually looks like you have a tray ceiling and that there's depth there because of the dark color. And then framed out with the molding that you have on the ceiling, that's really a good way to trick the eye and to make the ceiling appear as if it's deeper or bigger than it is. Now, another thing I like to do on ceilings, and you really need to have some height to do this, but if you can do it, you can do a modified coffered ceiling. And I say to people that don't know what a coffered ceiling is, that almost looks like tic-tac-toe, where we have the boards going horizontally and vertically, and you have that sort of look to the ceiling. And those look very nice in great rooms. They look nice in library rooms and so on. And what you can do is you can just do that with a relatively shallow molding and do it in white on white. So if you have a white ceiling, you'd want to do white molding, both horizontally and vertically, in a grid pattern. And if you keep it relatively simple, and then you pick a soft shade of color, cream, beige, tan, pale blue, and put that between the grids and have a light color. It, again, it shows some depth, and it's a way to make the ceilings look interesting in a house that doesn't have that kind of character. Okay, let's look at another question here. This question comes from Gina L., and that's in Avenel, New Jersey. And it says, I need to change my bathroom, but I don't want to do anything too trendy. What do you recommend? Very good question. And I've been doing bathrooms now for about 16 years, and I've seen trends come and go. And I'm always talking people out of what's very trendy. I'm a big fan, and I've said this before on the show many times, of a crisp white bathroom. I think that white bathrooms are timeless and really can do a lot for your home. When I first moved out in my first apartment after college, I moved into a vintage 1950 garden apartment, and I had a white and black bathroom. I had white subway tile, a white tub, and I had black and white floor tile and chrome cross-handle fixtures. That was many years ago. And you know what? I could be in that bathroom today and it would be exactly in style. So when you keep things very simple and very pure, they really don't go out of style. As far as doing the bathroom is concerned, I don't know if this is a powder room or a full bath. I would recommend some sort of simple tile for the floor. I like hex-shaped tile in white. If you can do it in a Carrara marble, if you have the budget for that, that's always beautiful. If you can only do it in tile, it's kind of nice to do it in white and maybe do a couple of black inlays just selectively in the floor. If you can put some wainscoting halfway up the walls with a chair rail, that's very nice. If you can do a nice white toilet, a comfort height toilet, a white tub, and keep it very pure. And then you can bring all your accents in with your colors. You painted a beautiful wall color. You put a beautiful shower curtain in. You put accessories in, and you really have a beautiful bathroom that you can change, but something that's timeless, and you won't have to change over time. Okay, it looks like we're up to our first set of commercials, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disitel, Ceremony Officiant with CelebrationOfALifetime.com. I joined the Chamber so I can get to know you and what you're all about, and I hope you want to get to know me and what I'm all about. Then we can celebrate what we can do to make Hunterdon County better.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel, iron.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend and
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. They're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules,
station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingtonChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntingtonchamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
Welcome back to Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas. In our last station break there, they're talking about Community Day coming up, and I wanted to say that I'm going to be there for Community Day, interviewing some of the vendors of Community Day, and we have a lot going on. It's going to be a beautiful day in the fairgrounds. Please come out and join us for Community Day on the 13th. Okay, again, my name is Richard Scuderi, and my company is called Maven Hill Designs. I've been an interior designer for the past 17 years now. My store is located right here in Flemington, New Jersey, in the Kitchen Expo Plaza, 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington, New Jersey. My phone number for Maven Hill Designs is 908-884-0770. And my website, if people want to take a look at my work, is www.maven hill designs.com. And it is now 2:22 Eastern Standard Time. We'll be on the air live until 2:58. You can call in with your design questions. The phone number here and phone lines are open is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. You can contact me one of three ways. One is over the air with your questions. If you'd like to text as opposed to contact our phone lines, you can contact me then at 908-884-0770 with your texts, 908-884-0770 with your texts, or you can email me at cajunmaven@aol.com. That's C as in Charles, A as in Apple, J as in Jewelry, U as in Under, N as in Nancy, M as in Michael, A as in Apple, V as in Victor, I as in Iris, and as in Nickel, CajunMaven@AOL.com. And I have to say, people have been really great with that. I get these emails and texts throughout the week, not just during the show from 2 to 3. And then I save them, and then I do read them on the air. And I hope my listeners are hearing when their questions are being answered. So unless we have some more calls, we'll keep the phone lines open again at 908-237-0410. I will read a text that had come in from Charles L., and this says in Linden, New Jersey. And Charles asks me, I purchased an older home with double doors. I really hate the look. Can I change out my double doors to a single door? I really hate the look. I tend to agree to you. When I look at double doors, I think of the TV show Knott's Landing in the 1970s California with those two double doors that never quite looked right in house. A lot of the houses in our general area are usually, you know, colonial or traditional houses, and they typically have a center door and then often side lights or a transom window above it. And I've done this on many occasions. Now, maybe you have to, I don't know the scale or the size of your door opening, but you certainly can swap out double doors for a single door. It may have to be a little bit wider, and then some side lights on either side. And then that new unit, it may have to be custom, but that new unit can be made to fit that space. I've done that several times in my career, going from double doors to a single door with side lights. And boy, does that look good and, you know, much better, more appropriate probably for the style of home you have and not so dated. That double door thing was kind of a trend in the 70s, and it never kind of worked out right. You can't have both doors open at the same time. It would be a security risk. So one was a solid stationary door that never moved, and the other one opened and closed. So it didn't do what it was supposed to do in the first place, and probably not a good idea. Not a fan of double doors personally. But that's a good question from Charles. Okay, the next question I got, this was an email I received during the week, and this is from Beth G., and she is from Garwood, New Jersey. And Beth says, I've always wanted a fireplace in my condo. I have a second floor unit and do not have a fireplace. Is there anything I can do to replicate the look and warmth of a fireplace? This is a good question, and this is something that happened to me about, I guess, 8 or 9 years ago. I had a client who bought a condo in the hills in Bedminster, New Jersey, a second and third floor unit of a condo development, and she really wanted a fireplace. She liked the look of a fireplace. She came from a place that had a fireplace, and how was I going to give this woman a fireplace? All the utilities in this place were electric, and code is on second and third floor, you cannot have gas in a multiple dwelling residence. So gas was out of the question to put one in. There wasn't a base fireplace there. So I started to research to see if there were other options. In fact, since then, there are even more options you can do to create a fireplace. But you can do things that replicate a fireplace and do give off warmth. What I had done with this specific client was I found a very high-quality electric fireplace. And I know what people are going to say. They're going to scoff and say, oh, my God, isn't that orange rag that sort of blows in the wind? Well, I'm sure we've seen a lot of that awful things out there. But they do make, there are companies out there that do, and you have to do your research, but there are high-quality companies out there that do make an electric fireplace that really emulates the look of a gas fireplace, that has remote control, that has high quality. And that's what I did for this customer. We found an insert that was really, really realistic looking, that was electric. We had a dedicated outlet that we had to put in by the electrician to handle this. And then I created a hearth that was a piece of granite that went on the ground to replicate a normal hearth. And then we built a beautiful mantle. We stained it. And, she just pushed a button, and then she got the warmth that an electric fireplace and a blower can give off, just like a gas fireplace. And the one thing about fireplaces is they're also architecture. Once we had a fireplace in the room, we had this beautiful accent wall. We were able to hang artwork. We were able to add accent lighting, candlesticks, and we created a center for the room. So fireplaces are good in that way because they really ground a room and make it a focal point. And in this case, we did that as well as warm the room and give it a lot of character without doing anything that we shouldn't be doing. Okay, the next question comes from Greg G., and Greg G. is in Clark, New Jersey, not coming from that direction today. And it says, can my brick house be painted? I hate the brick. I'm told it's maintenance-free not to paint it, but I don't like looking at the dark brick anymore. Well, this is another very good question. I have to tell you, yes, brick is a relatively, nothing is completely maintenance-free because everything breaks down over time, including brick. What will happen is the joints, the mortar joints and so on, break down over time. You can have issues with water coming in. You can have issues with cracking, and repointing of the bricks have to be done at some point. I don't know from this email how old the house is. But personally, I love the look of painted brick, especially if you use earth tone colors. And that's what I suggest. I did a house in Chatham a number of years ago, and it was a 1950s brick house with a really unattractive brick. Not all brick is beautiful. This was like a dark red brick and really ugly, and it had one or two bricks in it that were like black. It was just really ugly, and there's no way that this house was ever going to work the way it was. So we picked sort of a soft greenish tone, a grayish greenish tone, on the house, and did a cream trim, and we painted out all the brick and did nice front doors and shutters, and boy, did the place look beautiful. It really, really changed the look of it. And painted brick is its own look. There's a rusticness to painted brick, and when you pop it with an accent color, it can be quite striking. I keep in mind, when you paint brick, you want to stay with the natural earth tone colors, beiges, creams, taupes, light greens, those kind of colors, but colors that are found in nature. I would never suggest painting brick like a blue or colors that aren't natural colors. You want soft, neutral colors when you're painting brick, and you can have very good outcomes with it. There'll be maintenance with that going forward, but if you're very unhappy with the brick, I would say definitely go ahead and paint it. It's going to give you a nice look. Our phone lines, as I say, are open if you'd like to give us a call here at the studio. We're on for another 28 minutes, and the phone number to call live is 908 237 0410-908-237-0410. Okay, we're about to go to news, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Police in Boston are working with the FBI to investigate the fatal shooting of a man who pulled a knife on officers trying to question him about his ties to terrorism. Police say surveillance shows Usama Rahim was in contact with ISIS. Former FBI official Sean Henry told NBC's Today Show there are still questions that need answers.
Who else he was talking to? Are there other co-conspirators? Are there people that he was working with to get weapons from? Somebody else who may be involved in planning with him to launch some other attacks.
Meanwhile, in Washington, Texas Representative Michael McCaul is holding a congressional hearing on terrorism. During the gathering, he talked about the man killed in Boston yesterday.
It was being investigated by the Boston Joint Terrorism Task Force after communicating with and spreading ISIS propaganda online.
And officials say the growing use of encrypted messages by ISIS is making it even more difficult to keep up with terrorists. This is USA Headline News.
Now that Rite Aid is part of the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is more rewarding than ever. Why? Because now Wellness Plus with Plenty gives you a second way to save, with Plenty Points, which works similar to Plus Up Rewards, only better. Because Plenty Points can be earned in one place and used for savings at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon and Mobil, and other participating partners. So if you like Plus Ups, you're going to love Plenty Points. Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
You're getting very sleepy. Sleepy. You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your... Wait,
what? 50% off your fifth session. Huh? Focus on the value.
Value.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Sign up today at plenty.com for access to offers worth over $100 in savings. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
One of the two named storms in the eastern Pacific is weakening while the other is gaining strength. Hurricane Blanca is rapidly growing and is expected to become a major hurricane. Daniel Brown from the National Hurricane Center says Blanca could eventually threaten land.
Blanca is the one that we'll have to watch. It is forecast to gain some strength and then weaken as it approaches the Baja California Peninsula, which is several days from now. So there's certainly time to watch, but the residents should be paying attention.
It is expected to become a Category 3 later today. The deadline for a nuclear deal with Iran is at the end of the month, but many in Congress are concerned about Americans being held in Tehran. Michigan Representative Daniel Kildee says the four Americans should be freed first.
The onus is on Iran to release these Americans if they expect any negotiated agreement.
The wife of a pastor being held says her husband has been abused in captivity for 3 years. This is USA Headline News.
Musicians, it's summer, and whether you're having a backyard party, local club show, or heading out on the road, drop into Guitar Center first and save up to 40% on guitars, keyboards, drums, and other gear on the go. Get an Ibanez acoustic electric guitar for just $174. Electro Voice microphones, just $39. Or Ernie Ball acoustic strings, 3 sets for $12. Get road ready and save up to 40% tomorrow through Sunday at Guitar Center. Don't miss it.
It may take up to 3 days for investigators from Myanmar to interview more than 700 boat people found stranded off their shores. USA's John Clemens reports.
70 women with at least 40 children were among the more than 700 people found adrift. They have all been taken to an immigration center where officials will try to determine their status. UN officials have estimated that as many as 2,000 other people may still be at sea. Talking to reporters on a speakerphone from Indonesia, Tom Vargas of the UN High Commissioner for Refugees said the precise location for these people can't be verified.
Most of them are either now in the Bay of Bengal and then the other half possibly near Malaysia and Indonesia, but we don't have any precise location.
Most are believed to be victims of human traffickers operating in the area. I'm John Clemens.
The world economy risks getting bogged down in a low-growth spiral unless steps are taken to spur demand and incite businesses to boost their sluggish investments. That's the conclusion of the latest economic forecast from the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. The Paris-based body expects the U.S. economic growth to slow to 2% this year from 2.4% last year. In March, it predicted it would grow at 3.1%. More than 180 divers are at the scene of yesterday's cruise ship accident in China to search for hundreds who are still missing. CCTV says the bodies of 26 victims have been pulled from the wreckage and 14 people are known to have survived. I'm Kelly Sloan and you're listening to USA Headline News.
Okay, and we're back with more of Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas. Modern Design 2 is our new show where it's a little bit more interactive. Even though we are an internet-based show, people do call in and ask questions. They also have contacted me via text, even while we were on break, as well as emails that I get during the week that I do read on the air. So people get their, our listeners get to hear what other people are going through, their questions for me, the designer. I do a series of throughout the year of talks called Stump the Designer, where people come to hear me speak, and they come with their questions and their pictures. And sometimes I'll bring them up on stage with me, or I'll just let them ask their question, and then I will do my best to answer it. And it seems to invoke conversation and give general advice on decorating your home. Before we go back into the questions that I've received in the two text messages that I just received, I wanted to talk a little bit more about this Hunterdon County Community Day and suggest if you don't have plans on Saturday, June 13th, come visit us. It's from 12:30 to 6:30 p.m. There's going to be fun. There's going to be food, there's games, there's demos, there's a it's a great opportunity for children. We're at the county fairgrounds on the South County Park, and that's 1207 Route 179 in Ringo's. There is pony rides and a petting zoo. There's a reptile show by Reptile World. There are outdoor games and activities. There's a dunk tank. I know a couple of people that like to dunk, and not here, of course. And there's a kids' rock wall. There is a tethered balloon rides, and it's a great day out. Hopefully, we'll have good weather for it. But come and join us on Saturday the 13th, 12:30 to 6:30 at Hunterdon Community Day. I'm looking forward to seeing you there. Okay, I just received two more text messages. I think some of you people are shy. This is a really good question. This comes from Greg G. It doesn't say where Greg G is from. And he said, I do like a contemporary look in a home. I'm thinking about going with concrete countertops. What do you think of this? And have you ever used them before? That's really a good question. No, I have not. I've done concrete floors. I've done floors for, I worked on Metropolitan Seafood and we did that there. We did stained concrete and that came out very well. I did stained concrete in a loft that I did, and that came out very well. But doing concrete countertops is something that I have not done before. I have seen it a couple of times in applications. I wasn't the person that did it. Not a fan, to be honest with you. There are a couple things which you have to keep in mind when you're doing working with concrete. Is one is that it's a process. You know, you're setting forms as you would with concrete, and it's complicated and messy and a big setup. And it's also very expensive. Typically, it's more expensive than granite or any of the other stone solutions. It is a rough look. If it's a look you're looking for, it's nice. It also doesn't necessarily have terrific resale value. I think one of the things about concrete countertops is they're very personalized. And one of the things that I say in a home is try not to get too personalized with your hard surfaces, and there's no surface that's going to be harder than your countertops, and getting rid of concrete countertops is also a big undertaking. So I would probably say, unless you have your heart set on it, maybe choose something else. There are a lot of new innovations in stone. There's a couple of looks that you might want to like that have a masculine sort of contemporary look. Maybe if you're doing granite, maybe you can do a leathered finish, which is a new finish that they have that has some texture to it. And you can kind of give it that sort of a rustic feel without doing the concrete, probably save you some money as well. Or even just a honed granite, something that's sort of a matte finish, I think would be a better solution for you, both for resale value, durability, and cost. Okay, our next question comes from Matt B., and he's from Bridgewater, New Jersey. And it doesn't say what he does here. It says, I keep weird hours with my job, and I've always wanted to set up a coffee station in the bedroom. Am I out of my mind, or is this something that I could do? Actually, I did do this for a customer about maybe 4 years ago. I have a husband and wife that are both doctors, and one of them is an obstetrician, who, of course, inevitably has to get up in the middle of the night and doesn't want to wake her husband up and so on. So what we did in that case is we set up a station. We took the, it was new construction, and we sort of made a corridor when you first come in by where they go change. And we put a countertop, we put some base cabinets, which are very nice, and we put a piece of granite on top so we didn't have worry about spilling and so on. And we inset a coffee system. You certainly didn't have to do anything as expensive as they did. They certainly did instant hot water and a little sink and a coffee system there with filters, and then closed storage on top for coffee and a little refrigerator for milk and so on. And that worked well for them because they could get dressed and while they're waiting for the water to get hot or they're getting ready to leave, they could have a cup of coffee while they're blow drying their hair, and it worked out very well for them. But that can't, that's also said that that can't, doesn't have to be done you know, so high end. You certainly could do that on a budget. We could work with you know, from a big box store, a vanity or a countertop that has a hard surface on it. We could do a Keurig or any one of those and a small bar refrigerator and set that up. I actually kind of was jealous of that. I thought that was kind of a neat thing that they had a coffee station in their bedroom. Sometimes you want to just watch the news and have a cup of coffee and not have to go downstairs. So I don't think that's weird. I think that that was kind of a cool thing. So if you want to set up a coffee station, give me a call and I'll give you some advice on how to set that up. Okay, my next question comes from another Rich, Rich C. And Rich C. says, I want to finish my basement for more space. Can you recommend first a flooring product and then give me some general ideas on how to finish it? I'm not sure what I want it to look like. Okay, well, this is coming up more and more. I'm getting a lot of requests for basements. And I can understand that because working within the confines of a basement is probably a less expensive way, often is a less expensive way to increase the square footage of your house. The space is already there. Obviously, you're going to have to add some sort of HVAC to keep it cool and hot and so on, but it's already existing space, so you're not going beyond the footprint. So with that being said, I have done a great deal of basements, and one of the materials that I like to use on basement floors is tile. And we talked about this in a previous show. Tile is impervious to water. With the changes in our climate and the water table, particularly in our state, I sort of get nervous with what I'm going to put on the floor in people's basement when we're below grade with moisture and so on, and the change of the seasons, and people forget to clean their gutters, and all of a sudden there's water in the basement. We have a disaster. One of the surfaces that is truly impervious to water is tile. So I'm a big fan of tile in basements. I like to do the tile as big as you possibly can do it, 18 by 18, 20 by 20, even if you can find 24 by 24. Get big tiles in a relatively neutral color. Put the tiles close set together so there's not a big grout line, and do that as your first step. If you can afford it, radiant floor heat is terrific for basements, for a basement space to have nice warmth on your feet. That could be another solution for you for a basement floor. And then I like to use indoor-outdoor rugs as area rugs in a basement, because if the worst-case scenario happens and we do have water in the basement, the tile, wet vac, and we are good to go, and the area rugs go out, indoor-outdoor rugs, and we're good to go. So that's me, how I play it safe. Indoor-outdoor rugs now look like regular rugs. They're actually gorgeous, and they have a lot of different styles and so on, and they're very price effective, so I would probably go that option. We did learn on my earlier show today, from 10 to 11, I do a show called Modern Design 1, where we interview people. And today, we interviewed John McLean of Rugs to Riches, and he let me know that there's a new product out there, a laminate that was designed for basements, and it's set up so that it will impact water and not break down. In previous years, laminates would sort of, their composite layers, so they water would get into them, and they would swell like a sponge, and then they would be ruined. But now he says that they do make a product. I haven't dealt with it yet, but I do trust his judgment. There's a product, so if you want to have a wood look a laminate for basements is a possibility now, or tile. And then as far as finishing your basement, that would depend upon, I guess, your individual needs. Obviously, you'd want to sheetrock the walls and paint them out. Paint does wonders. And then I'm still a big fan, I hate to say this, I'm still a big fan of doing a drop ceiling in a basement. I like to know that if something happens that I can get to my mechanicals quickly. In years past, ceiling tiles were really ugly and the tracks and everything were pretty terrible looking. But now they make new ones. Even you can go to the big box stores, Lowe's, Home Depot, and so on, and they make ceiling tiles that almost look like a coffered ceiling, that have a really rich look. They're not perforated. They have a really nice look. So I probably would finish it that way. You know, hopefully you can do it economically. And then set up the basement in areas. If you have lolly columns, you'd want to square them off and sheetrock them out and paint them. And then with your open spaces, set them up as rooms without walls. So perhaps you want to make part of your basement a media room. Get to the darkest part of the room. You can set up some couches or chairs and put that together. A bar is a great thing to put in a basement. Put some stools around a bar. Maybe you want to get some a wine refrigerator and something together. Maybe you want to get a pool table in that space and have sort of as a game room and set it up that way. Or just a second family room with big couches and make it very comfortable. And it certainly extends the square footage of your home. I guess not legally, because you can't put that on in real estate. You can't count. In New Jersey, you can't count square footage of a basement. But for purposes of living, basement is a good solution to do that. So, Rich, I hope I answered some of your questions well. All right, we do have to go to commercial. We'll be back. Again, we're on for a few about 10 more minutes. If you want to reach me in studio, it's 908-237-0410, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
Jewish Family Service of Somerset, Hunterdon, and Warren Counties is in need of car donations to help fund their programs and services. For over 30 years, JFS, a nonprofit, non-sectarian social service agency, has been providing counseling and other supports to those living and working in the Tri-County area. Skilled JFS staff and volunteers help families and individuals, young or old, rich or poor, meet the emotional and practical challenges faced by those struggling with life's difficulties. Whether coping with relationship issues, feelings of depression or anxiety, illness, loss, work-related problems, or other crises, JFS is here to help provide emotional support and counseling and other tangible assistance to those in need. Funds received from car donations go directly to cover the cost of providing counseling to children and families, social work home visits to isolated seniors, and career counseling to those recently unemployed. It's easy to donate. Just call 877-JFS-4CAR or 877-537-4227 and speak with a vehicle donation representative. For more information about JFS, please visit their website at www.jewishfamilysvc.org.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property, can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? Then Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth 9-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115 or visit our website, hunterdonchamber.org, for more information today.
And we are back with Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas. This is our call-in show. It's a way to communicate directly with my listeners and listen to what your needs are. And it helps me, enriches me to how I can be better at what I do. And to give you the wealth of my 16 years of experience in the industry, giving you advice on how to improve your home or commercial space. Okay, my next call is kind of an interesting one. It is a family member, and her name is Teresa Q, and she comes from Long Island, New York. And I take this very personally because she's a family member and very excited. They're purchasing their first home, and she wrote to me on Sunday. We are closing on the new house on June the 4th. I'm so excited about it. The house is beautiful, but I don't necessarily like the configuration of rooms as they are. And she sent me a bunch of pictures, as many of you do, of the new home, which is quite nice and does not necessarily meet my own needs. I have a formal dining room off my kitchen and a small sunroom with French doors. I would like to put the table in the sunroom as there is not an eat-in kitchen. Can you please advise on configuring the rooms, Teresa? All right, this brings up a bunch of questions, and I know we discussed it, Teresa and I discussed it at length through back and forth through emails, but I want to talk about, in general, when you purchase a home that's not new construction, of adapting it without construction to work within your needs. I can only probably go by myself where I purchased a home 10 years ago where I thought the rooms, I walked through and I thought the flow of the rooms were off. In my own house, my formal dining room was in the back of the house, right off the sunroom and the pool, which made absolutely no sense to me. And there was a fireplace in my dining room, which people say, oh, isn't that nice to have a fireplace in your dining room? Well, when you have a table and then half the guests, their backs are to the fireplace, their backs get hot and burnt. So it's not necessarily such a good thing. It's hard to do a fireplace in the dining room if it's on that long wall. And then my formal living room had no architecture at all, just two windows and no fireplace and no architecture at all. And my family room was very grand with the biggest room in the house with 10-foot ceilings and big moldings and a huge fireplace and very grand, and it was set up to be more of a family room. So in that case, what I did was I decided to flip-flop the rooms, and I took the room that was off the pool and made that the family room. I pulled out the chandelier. Don't be afraid to change things. Don't be afraid to make things work for you. If it flows, then it's going to add to your real estate resale value. I pulled that out. I pulled the molding out, and I made it a nice family room that was off the kitchen. So it's kind of nice to have a family room off the kitchen and off the sunroom by the pool. It works out terrific. And then the room that was my living room that was in the front of the house that had absolutely no architecture, which is also in front of the kitchen, I made that the dining room, dropped a chandelier, dropped molding, inlays, and really made that elegant, put sconces up, and made a beautiful dining room in there. And then the room that was on the side of the house, that was the family room, I made the formal living room, put my baby grand piano in there, more formal furniture, and now the house made sense. It went from room to room, it flowed, and it worked. And Teresa, I say to you, that could be the same thing for you. From the pictures that I see, which are unfortunately our listeners can't see, I do see you have this beautiful sunroom off the back of the house. It doesn't look like it might be wide enough with the way the doors swing to do a table there. So what I might want to suggest is to take that formal dining room and make it less formal. Change the color, do something much more casual, and put your kitchen table in there and have that be an extension of your kitchen area. Have it be very casual. It's right off the kitchen, and treat it more like the eat-in part of your kitchen as opposed to the a formal dining room. And then as far as the sunroom, I think for your new son, that would be a great play area because it's an eye view of your kitchen, so you can keep an eye on your son, and that would be a good place for that. And as far as your living room is concerned, I see that room runs front to back. I would focus the furniture around the fireplace, and then set up the room with what you have, and then over time, get new pieces and see how it works for you. That's another tip I have for my clients when you're moving into a new space. Don't spend money on furniture right away. Get the place painted before you move in, get the floors finished, and window treatments, I say just blinds, if you will, on the windows, and move in, because you really need to live in a space for a while to see how you're going to live. The way you think you're going to live might be quite different when you move into the space. So don't rush into these things when you list a house. You have to have your furniture right away. Take your time with it. Make everything be a process and learn how you're going to live in the space. You'd be surprised where people are comfortable. Sometimes you're comfortable in one of the smaller spaces. Sometimes you want to be upstairs, and you might make bad choices if you do it right away. All right, well, we're coming up to 2:58, which is my key to get off the air. I want to let you know that we have some good guests coming up on Modern Design One. We are going to have the owner of Hyonis Greenhouses. He's a new resource I use for plants, and he's going to talk all about what plants are good for Hunterdon County and the general area. We are going to have my guru of grout cleaning, Sir Grout. They're going to come and talk about what they do to get your grout and your tile looking good. We are going to have my workroom coming in to talk about window treatments and fabrics and what are the best things that you can do. So we do have some exciting things coming up in the next couple of Wednesdays on Modern Design 1. And also on Modern Design 2, we are going to be having some co-host guests and reading your questions on the air. So I thank you for supporting our program. If you ever want to reach me again, Maven Hill Designs, 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. And until I see you next Wednesday, get out there, try to enjoy, duck the rain, enjoy the nice days while we have them. And I'll see you next week with more of Modern Design.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Police in Boston are working with the FBI to investigate the fatal shooting of a man who pulled a knife on officers trying to question him about his ties to terrorism. Police say surveillance shows Usama Rahim was in contact with ISIS. Former FBI official Sean Henry told NBC's Today show there are still questions that need answers.
Who else he was talking to? Are there other co-conspirators? Are there people that he was working with to get weapons from? Somebody else who may be involved in planning with him to launch some other attacks.
Meanwhile, in Washington, Texas Representative Michael McCaul is holding a congressional hearing on terrorism. During the gathering, he talked about the man killed in Boston yesterday.
He was being investigated by the Boston Joint Terrorism Task Force after communicating with and spreading ISIS propaganda online.
And officials say the growing use of encrypted messages by ISIS is making it even more difficult to keep up with terrorists. This is USA Headline News.
Now that Rite Aid is part of the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is more rewarding than ever. Why? Because now Wellness Plus with Plenty gives you a second way to save, with Plenty Points, which works similar to Plus Up Rewards, only better. Because Plenty Points can be earned in one place and used for savings at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon and Mobil, and other participating partners. So if you like Plus Ups, you're going to love Plenty Points. Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
You're getting very sleepy.
Sleepy.
You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your wait,
what? 50% off your fifth session. Huh? Focus on the value.
Value.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Finally, there's